The Mishnah here in Siman Tov Mem Ches Sif Zayin will be discussing the following issues. Are you permitted, before we read the words of the Mechaber, just reading from the Sefer Kur HaHalacha, to ask the questions to help us understand the next Siman, Sif. Is one permitted to give his animal to a goy on Pesach when you know that the goy is going to feed the animal chametz? In other words, does the food that you feed the animal have to be kosher to Pesach? And either OUP on that, or just the P. Okay? That's one question we'll be discussing here. Another question is, Achlo behemtoi chametz Pesach. If your animal eats chametz on Pesach, can you take that animal and shecht it? Or do we say it's aser behana? Your animal goes ahead, right? Your cow. Yeah, can you? Well, let's say on Chol HaMoed, let's say the first day, second day, and the third day, he eats chametz on Pesach. Your animal eats chametz on Pesach. Right? Your cow goes and it has chametz on Pesach. You want to now shecht it. Are you allowed to get hana? Other questions we'll see here. Can you give the animal weeks before Pesach, for a while before Pesach, to a goy to take care of your animal, and then the goy will feed this animal, and then the goy's been feeding this animal chametz. Well, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's not Pesach time. But then all of a sudden, now it is Pesach time. And just like he's been feeding chametz beforehand, is it a problem that he's giving the chametz now as well? Okay, so these are some of the questions with some other questions as well, which we will be covering in Sif Zayin. Says the Mechaber in Sif Zayin, also litein behemtoi le'ini Yehudi, it is forbidden to give your animal le'ini Yehudi la'achila b'mea Pesach, that the non-Jew will feed your animal on Pesach chametz. Im hu'yedeya shemach lo yisa p'soyes oirem shu chametz. If you know that the non-Jew will feed this animal which belongs to you, chametz, this is forbidden. You cannot give your animal to a non-Jew when you know the non-Jew will be feeding your animal chametz. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Tes, Litein behemtoi, bein bechinam, bein beschar. It's forbidden to give your animal to the non-Jew, that the non-Jew will feed your animal chametz, whether he's doing it for free or it's for payment. Either way is aser. Because he is nene me chametz bePesach, from chametz on Pesach. Shemefatim bo yaakum es behemtoi. How? What's the iser? The iser is that the Jew is deriving benefit from chametz on Pesach because the non-Jew is fattening up your animal. The chametz. Afilo shalakum is also lehonus mi menu Pesach. Chametz, even that belongs to the non-Jew, is also for you to derive benefit from. You, your, how you derive benefit? Because your animal is eating this chametz, it's deriving benefit. The chametz afilo shalakum is also, we said, lehonus mi menu Pesach. But the eved, im ochlo chametz be Pesach. I think this is the question you just asked. What happens if it happened? Im ochlo chametz be Pesach. That your animal ate chametz on Pesach, ein lesser bisro b'shvil zeh. We will not forbid the meat if it did happen, an ex post facto. But you ask the Rav, and you'll before Pesach, and you'll say, "Listen, I have this animal. Is it okay if I give this animal to the guy and the guy will feed it? It's not my chametz. It's the guy's chametz." So the Rav will tell you, "No, you can't do that." But what happens if it did happen? So we're saying b'dieved. We're not going to forbid the food of this meat of this animal. Further, Sif Kod Lamed Aleph b'mea Pesach. The Mechaber told us also litein behemto le'ein Yehudi la'achila b'mea Pesach. You cannot give the animal to the non-Jew to give chametz to your animal on Pesach. Dafka boifin zeh. Specifically in this scenario, avoloysin shemamidin behemton. When's it aser? If you give the guy the animal right before Pesach. However, oisun shemamidin behemton eitzel nachri zman rav koidin Pesach v'shanachri yozin oisun mishaloi. But there are those who give the animal to the guy a long time before Pesach. You know, if you want to say it's Chanukah time or after Chanukah, a long time before Pesach. Tu b'shvat. They give the animal to the guy to feed. You don't tell the guy specifically, you know what, my animal is a chametz-free diet. You know, he's got to have no chametz in his diet. You don't say anything b'feirish. And then throughout the time that the guy has your animal, lo and behold, Pesach comes around. In this scenario, mutter avshay noida lo yishim achilu chametz. It's mutter for what? It's mutter for the guy to feed the animal chametz. And even if you know avshay noida lo yishim achilu chametz, even if you know it, because it was done zman ra beforehand, he gave the animal a long time beforehand, and he's just continuing the diet that was started from beforehand. Sif Kotten Laman Beis. Im Huyedeya. We're saying that if the owner of the animal knows that the non-Jew will feed him chametz, this is forbidden. Avalim, Ein Yadua Sheachilenu Chametz. I think, Neil, this is your issue here, your question. If we don't know Sheachilenu Chametz, Mutter Litna Loi, you can give the animal to the guy to feed the animal, and you don't have to investigate exactly every ingredient what was in the diet. Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, Shemachil Oisah, we're concerned that the non-Jew will feed the animal chametz. V'im i'efshu loy ba'ifin acher, ha'minig b'medina seinu, limkor ha'behima le'nachri k'din, al pi ha'kinyonim ha'mvorim b'yordei ha'simon shun chof. Now, if the Jew has no other solution, and he knows that the non-Jew will feed his animal chametz, so what you should do is you should sell your animal to the non-Jew. The non-Jew should acquire your animal. Now, when the non-Jew is feeding your animal, he's feeding his animal. Just like when you sell chametz, here you're not selling chametz, you're selling the animal. And the animal will be by the guy, by the nachri, over Pesach. Or oyakne loy habehema im harefes, nachri yachilena. Or you have the guy acquire the barn, the refes is the barn, and what's in the barn? The animal's in the barn. And then the Nachri, the non-Jew, will also feed this animal in the fact that he acquired the barn, the refes. And you should not have any esek imahim on Pesach. In other words, you should not go over to your former, right, quote-unquote, animal. Now, it's not your animal now, it's his animal, because he acquired it halachically. You should not have any involvement with this animal on Pesach. Now, what should you not do? Don't tell the non-Jew she'achilenu chametz. You should not tell the guy that you should sell the chametz now. You should feed the chametz to the animal. He explains, this whole case is when the nachri feeds the animal of his own food. But what happens if the non-Jew does not have food? And the Jew, in this case, you sell Betsy the cow to the non-Jew. And not only do you sell the cow, you also sell the food to feed the cow, because the non-Jew doesn't have the food. Yesh machmir in bazeh, demechze kaharoma. There are those that are machmir and say, it looks like a trick. It looks like a trick that now your animal is going to get hana from chametz. V'shekol ikar ha-mechir lo yehoye elu kedei sheyozen lo yisoha akam b'chametz. And the whole purpose of this mechira, of the selling of the animal was in order to feed the animal chametz, which is forbidden. Because so she asked the wife in Zed. That's why the solution is as follows. She yimkor hamizoynis l'nachri acher. The Mishnah Brura tells us, what's the solution? Don't sell, first we'll discuss what you should not do, what he says to avoid, and then we'll discuss the answer we just gave. He says, don't sell your animal with the animal food, which is chametz dik, to the non-Jew. What should you do? You should sell the animal to one non-Jew, and the animal food to a different non-Jew, and tell the owner of the animal, tell him, the new owner of the animal, by the way, you want to know where you could get good animal food? Go around the corner to that non-Jew over there. He has the animal food. So therefore, in this scenario, they'd be okay. This way, it'd be okay. The hamina bin bimedina seino sha'afilu im ein ma'achilo chametz gomor. The minhag is, the custom is in our neighborhood, our countries, says our land, says the Mishnah Brura, that even if shafilim ain ma'achil or chametz gomer, even if you don't give it real chametz, the rak shiroitze litein lebehemtoy tevua bepesach, you just want to give this animal grain on Pesach, shemoichra gamkein lenochri ima refes vanochri ma'achila, you sell your animal. And you sell grain. Now, regular wheat is not chametz dik. So we're saying, instead of selling the animal to one person and the chametz food to another person, and you tell the first guy who has the animal, go to the person who has the food, you sell the animal to the same person that you sell the food to. What kind of food are you selling? The raw, we'll call it parva, it's not chametz dik of food. The regular grain. Now he's saying like this. Now it's interesting halacha here. We're saying what you should sell the non-Jew is regular grain, which is not chametz dik. Why? What's the concern? When an animal eats, they don't have the most polite etiquette. And they have saliva coming out of their mouth when they eat. So what is saliva? They drool. The animals drool, and then that drool, that saliva, will go onto the grain. What's going to happen is it's going to turn to chametz. So, inevitably, your animal will be eating chametz. So we're saying is, you have two options. One option is that you dry the grain after he drools on it, which I don't think we want to take that approach. Or the other option is that you sell the actual grain to the non-Jew, and then that's his grain. Now, you didn't sell any chametz. So when the animal will drool and have his saliva go on this food, it now belongs to this grain, which turned to chametz now, was the non-Jews. It wasn't you giving it to him. He says further, the Yamar Aleb is Shor Sheichelis, then you would have to stand over when he eats it. Levar HaMoiser, to make sure that there's no moistness on it. Kedei Shiloi Tachmitz Meharir Shiloh, that it should become chametz dik from the saliva. Now, what about milk? Milk from an animal that eats chametz. Are you allowed to have milk from an animal that has chametz? Well, eating Cholov Shel Behema Sheichelis Chametz. In regards to the milk of the animal that eats chametz, afilu he shall nachri. Even if the animal belongs to a non-Jew, nechleku achreinim bazeh zemachlekes achreinim. The das aprimegodim. The opinion of the primegodim lahatir hacholov to permit this milk. Shecholvu achar meislaes sheochle chametz to permit this milk that was milked after 24-hour time period since the non-Jew ate the chametz. The Yesh Mekilin, they're those who are lenient, afilu boy bayoyim, even to permit to milk the cow, even on that day, imaychela shachris v'arvis midvarim hamutarim. If it eats shachris in the morning, a healthy breakfast, which is not chametz dik, or in the evening, if the animal eats a food which is not chametz dik at night, then we're saying that it is permissible to even permit it for that day.